At the 2013 LMA Annual Convention, I'm visiting with Chelsea Good. And Chelsea, I know you are recently on the staff of LMA. Tell me what you do for them.
Thank you, Chuck. Yes, I am our new Vice President of Government and Industry Affairs. Very excited to have joined LMA this spring. Work with our legislative efforts, especially on the national level, and then also work with our regional executive officers on what's going on legislatively in the states as well.
Well, tell us a little bit about what's going on in the legislative world that has an impact on LMA today.
Certainly, Chuck. There's probably a couple of issues that are really on forefront for our members. The first one is going to be animal disease traceability. As most people know, that federal rule went into effect on March 17, 2013. We were really engaged in what went into that federal animal disease traceability rule, worked with a cattle ID working group to get some things in that rule that I think are very positive. One of those things is the fact that feeder cattle are not involved, that would be a completely separate rulemaking process. We have some pieces of that rule that our members are using quite a bit. One of the example would be the ability to back tag cattle that are going directly to slaughter. I think that is a very reasonable requirement and something that has been very helpful in our markets in getting that rule implemented, as well as the ability to ship cattle directly to a tagging site or approved tagging site. Many of our markets, most all of our markets, are going to be approved tagging sites. So you have ability to cross state lines with those adult cattle and then actually get them officially identified when they get to that state. There is going to be a lot of conversations. You know, we're still in the early implementation stages, and as you're aware, it is the way the rule is formatted. It's each of the 50 states and the state vets in each of the 50 states implements the rule in that state. So we're doing a lot of work working with those state vets, trying to make sure that the way they implement this federal rule is consistent with the federal rule, trying to really keep that focus on those 18 months of age and older cattle and making sure we get this federal rule implemented smoothly and with the least amount of slowing of commerce as possible. Mm-hmm.
This obviously is a very big, important issue, but not the only one that you have to deal with on behalf of your members. What are, from an update status here, tell us about some of those other key issues and kind of where things are at right now.
Certainly. Another big issue for LMA membership is looking at Packers and Stockyards Act requirements, both statutes and regulations. That's the main entity that regulates our livestock markets. And the law was written in 1921. There hasn't really been any substantial changes or updates to those regulations in a couple decades. And so taking a look at those and whether or not there's changes that are needed there is a big priority for our members. I think that there are updates that are needed just based on the changes in the way business and banking has changed, you know, since those initial requirements, as well as some of those requirements that aren't necessarily doing what they were intended to do in the first place. So taking a good look at those is something that is high on our priority list, and that's something we really want to work with other groups within the livestock industry to try and get a consensus and figure out, you know, as a whole, what are some changes that we really see as necessary within the Packers and Stockyards Act and the regulations in particular.
Here at this meeting, we just finished the annual business or membership meeting. Did anything come out of here in terms of changes that will affect sort of the policy areas for the organization?
We had four policy resolutions, Chuck. One of the policy resolutions was dealing with animal disease traceability, encouraging a smooth implementation there, really focusing on that federal rule, those older cattle, and trying to make that the first priority for these state vets, as well as working together and trying to have some consistency across states, things like being able to use ownership or statements in regions and things like that. That would be our first rule, our policy that came out. Second policy was related to the Packers and Stockyards Act and just the board's endorsement of moving forward with a review of that act as well as those regulations and working with other industry groups to review that. Third policy would be a change of where LMA has traditionally been. We talked about mandatory country of origin labeling. There was a very healthy discussion in terms of changes since LMA has originally addressed that. both with what's going on with the World Trade Organization challenge, as well as whether or not IMCOOL has done what it was intended to do. Previously, LMA had had a supportive position of mandatory country of origin labeling. That position has changed, and we are now neutral on that issue. Fourth issue would be related to the release of producer information, something we saw happening from EPA as well as some state environmental agencies recently. LMA has a new policy, probably consistent with where we've always been, but we put it in writing that we oppose the either state or federal agencies releasing information, either producer or market information, that is private information that they're not required to release by law.
Yeah. Well, that certainly makes a whole lot of sense, don't you think, on that last one?
you would think you wouldn't need to put it in writing. Yeah. Private information should not be released, especially as it was in the recent case, to environmental groups that probably have not the best motives, but it's something that we've seen in this regulatory environment happening, so it's something we want to make sure that people know that we stand firm against the release of information that is not legally required to be released and is private information.
Well, unfortunately, the concerns about private data and information is maybe more at the forefront than ever with some of the things we've seen happen just in the general public of late. Mm-hmm. So on behalf of your members, it's great that LMA's got a resource like you to help keep at work with those regulatory agencies and elected leaders.
Yes, Chuck, I think it's very important. The average person is a couple generations removed from the farm today. Your average regulator or legislator, probably more than a couple generations removed. So we really do think it's very important work to make sure we're engaged with these regulatory agencies as well as legislative bodies and make sure that they're understanding and appreciating how the decisions that they make affect our members.
Mm-hmm. Anything else going on in the legislative world that we didn't touch on you think folks should know?
That kind of was the main priorities for us, Chuck, really focused on that animal disease traceability rule, making sure that gets implemented well in the 50 states, as well as starting to look at that Packers and Stockyards Act.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Chelsea Good. We've been visiting here about legislative priorities for LMA coming out of their annual business meeting. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.